Hi, can I speak with Summer, please?
May I ask you calling, please?
Oh, this is Gary from Blockbuster Video.
Hi, Gary. What's up?
Oh, it just seems like it shows here in the computer that the last movie you rented from us before The Raven on Blu-ray, you rented this DVD from us and you returned a VHS tape inside the DVD case, and we can't have that. We need the DVD back.
Okay, how would I get a VHS tape in a DVD case?
Okay, listen, Summer, you don't need to be a smartass with me, because it shows here in the computer that that happened, and you can't do that. That's illegal. So basically, I'm being nice by calling and not calling the cops on you for ripping us off.
How would I fit a VHS tape in DVD tape?
Oh, listen, it sounds like you had that response all planned out for me, like this has happened before. Like, how many other video stores do you rip off this way?
Who is this? Seriously.
I'm completely serious. My name is Alex. I work at Blockbuster, and you need to return that
Okay,
other
but
movie to us.
yeah, but how do you get a DVD case to hold a VHS
Why
tape?
don't you tell
I
me,
don't even have any
since
VHS
you're the one
tapes.
that did it, why don't you tell me, Summer? Tell me how you did it. I want to know.
I don't know because
And
I didn't do it.
you didn't rewind it either.
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass, buddy. What's going on here?
Cactus. Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus. Cactus. Cactus.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Cactus.
Cactus this cocksucker.
If I come down and punch your head off.
Cactus.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 388th episode of the Snowplow Show. This should be a really exciting one, because on this one, we're just going to do voicemails. And if you have a problem with that, it's all Miguel F.'s fault. Miguel's the sponsor of today's show, and therefore all responsibility for everything can be blamed on Miguel. So thank you, Miguel, for sponsoring the show. If you'd like to support the Snowplow Show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Sponsoring the show makes hobosodes happen instead of normal size shows, so basically you're paying to have less shows. It's pretty much the biggest ripoff ever. I've got a news story today from consumerist.com. A fraudster in South Carolina combined the tradition of pranking fast food restaurants with a new variation of the CEO's scam last week, convincing employees at a Starbucks to give him all of the money in the store. I think I may have read a similar story to this, maybe a few months ago. They're basically doing the exact same thing that I do, except instead of being wacky, they get the employees to wire money through Western Union. I think that's how it works. According to the local sheriff's office, a woman called the store Friday evening claiming to be from the chain's corporate offices. The caller told the employee that there was an investigation into the allegations of embezzlement and that the store's district manager had been arrested. The schemer didn't ask for bail money for the manager, as one fraudster did at a Subway in Arkansas this spring. Maybe that's the one I read before. Instead, she told the employee that the store was $4,000 short because of the embezzlement, and that the employee would need to take all of the money from the register and the safe and close early. The employee was then instructed to have a co-worker take the money from the store and wait for instructions on what to do with the funds. When that man didn't return after an hour, the employee who first spoke to the alleged scammer contacted police. Oh, so it's a failed scam, I guess. Oh wait, no, the employee that was out didn't return after an hour. So I guess he wired $1,000 through a Walmart MoneyGram and exchanged the rest for prepaid cards. The funds and cards were then transferred to the scammer, who was located in Alabama. So that's different. It's someone in the United States instead of someone working in a call center in India or whatever. I'll put a link to this story in the show notes, though, if you want to read it. I kind of want to just not do the voicemail thing and instead call a bunch of Starbucks and see how easy they are to social engineer today. I wonder if a company-wide memo has been sent out to everyone saying, "Don't believe anyone on the phone." Here, let's find out real quick. I kind of need to do a sound check anyway. Hello?
Starbucks, Emily, how can I help you?
Hey, Emily. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
Hi. I need to confirm your partner number.
1980.
All right, and if I were to tell you that your district manager had been arrested and you have to wire me a bunch of money, you wouldn't believe that, right? Because we've had a real... Okay, I'm just making sure. Because, you know, we've had a problem with that at other stores. Did you get a memo?
Did I get a memo?
Yeah.
Not that I'm on, no.
Well, did you read the news?
I have not.
Ah, they got some employee at a Starbucks to transfer a bunch of money to a scammer through Western Union in Alabama. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Okay, so...
Did this happen today?
It happened a couple days ago. So be on the lookout. Warn all the employees. If anyone calls and says they're from the corporate office, just, you know, don't believe anything they say.
Okay, so should I believe you?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm cool. It's cool. It's fine.
Okay.
Good thinking, though. Question everyone.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I mean, that wouldn't make sense, especially over the phone. And, I mean, it would be something that you would have to, you know, like, confirm with.
Idiots.
Not just something, yeah.
Idiot employees, I tell you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, incidentally, we're doing the customer service survey today. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? Do a quick survey, and we'll just we'll give them a free coffee.
Okay, then, yeah, give me a second.
Okay. Just don't believe anyone on the phone.
What does they want to know?
They just want to ask questions.
Oh, hello.
Hey there, is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm a scammer from Alabama.
And,
yes, I can you tell Emily, she's the one that handed you the phone?
Hello?
No, I was doing the survey with that guy. What happened?
He said that you said you were a scammer.
Oh, he's making that up. No, I was totally not going to give him your employee number. Hello? Ah, that made her hang up. But Emily is ready when the real scammer calls. When they call her up and try to get money out of her, she's going to be, I'm not falling for this again. Hey, speaking of scammers, I listened to a really awesome episode, or two episodes, of that podcast, Reply All, last week. You remember Reply All, right? They're the ones that uncovered that whole Comcast prank call thing we were doing, and they interviewed me and Mistress Morgan, and I think that was, what, maybe a year ago? Maybe that was 2 years ago. That was a long time ago. Anyway, one of the hosts, he started getting scam calls. And he starts calling them back and harassing them a bunch. And then they get a bunch of information on the call center. They get pictures of the employees. They start contacting old employees. It's a call center in India. And then they actually go to India and, like, track down the call center and just fuck with everyone there. It's kind of awesome. So I'm going to put a link to the show notes to these two episodes of Reply All, and your homework assignment for this week is to listen to those, or at least listen to the first one. There's this amazing part where he lets the scammer connect to his computer, and he set up his desktop background to be an employee photo of that call center. It's pretty hilarious. So, as I mentioned before, today we're going to do nothing but listen to voicemails. And that sounds really boring, but someone has been doing this thing with Walmart Photo Labs all over the country. They've been submitting photographs online, I assume, and they're using my email and my phone number, without my permission, by the way. I mean, don't you need me to confirm the email to use my email? Damn hackers, but I'm still getting the phone calls from Walmart. They're still coming in, but they're all mixed in with regular voicemails like this one.
Whoa, shit. This thing just, like, went right to voicemail. That's how thing really works. But hey, Brad, favorite boy from 609.
Holy crap.
Caught off guard by that.
Remember this guy?
Yeah, I was just listening to your most recent show, and they do have Long Killer. It's just Weed Killer.
Yeah.
It takes maybe about, like, 4 or 5 days or so.
It's industrial strength.
Spray it all over the lawn, and then once the grass is dead, you just rototill the whole thing. I've done it before, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Spread so
I ain't doing that.
One spot and you'll see dead grass.
Sounds like a lot of work.
5 feet. Well, not really. Maybe about like 3 feet or so. Just everything the light touches, it just becomes your kingdom shit, you know? So, yeah, they just make Long Killer. I just want to say that. It's been a while. I miss you. Bye, 4.
Thanks, Mr. 609. But mixed in with all of the regular voicemails, there are calls from Walmart. And I don't know how many there are. It's hard to tell. So I'm just going to kind of mix them all up. I'm going to play everything that comes in. And I'm sure some of these photo places I'm not going to be able to get through to. Oh, yeah, and if you don't know what the photo thing's all about, I think that was from a hobosode, possibly. Or was it? No, it wasn't a hobosode. Anyway, Somebody's been submitting pictures. I was getting all these emails. I just deleted them because people are always sending me tons and tons of email things just fucking with me. So I didn't know I was supposed to be calling these people back. Maybe I'll see if I can open up those emails again.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walmart Photo Center calling. This is just a courtesy reminder that you have a photo ready to pick up. Our hours are Monday to Saturday from 9 to 8 and
okay.
Sunday 10
Let's
to 7.
Let's give her a call.
Thank you. Bye.
So this one, crap, where's the date? Oh, came in yesterday. So it's probably my photo from last week and they're getting sick of it being, you know, just sitting there. And she didn't leave a number, so I don't know if this is the right number to call back.
Photo Walmart Evo, how may I help you?
Hi, I think I have a photo waiting there. I'm not sure if it got picked up. Is there any way
your
to
name?
Check? My name is Brad Carter.
Brad Carter?
Yep.
With a K or a C?
With a C.
Brad Carter. Were they through Walmart.com or were they, like, did you drop them off with, like, a film or something?
I think they were through the online thing.
Looking around. You know, how big was it?
How big do you want it to be, baby?
Were they like 4x6s?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think it could have been a canvas, maybe.
A canvas?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
All right, give me 1 second.
It was
late. Sorry, what?
I'm just saying, who knows? It was late at night, just, you know,
right.
Drunk ordering stuff. I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, I'll look around.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
How am I not in the computer?
You're still there, man.
Yep.
I'm not seeing any photos for Brad Carter.
Okay.
When did you come in?
I think it was last week. Elizabeth called me. Is Elizabeth around?
Elizabeth?
Yep.
I don't know an Elizabeth that works in photo.
Ah, this must be one of those scams.
They called you and said that you had photos waiting at Walmart?
Yeah, I think she said it was a canvas. She said it was a courtesy reminder.
And that's usually what we say.
Yeah.
Huh, you know what? I'm going to go talk to my manager. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay, thank you.
No problem.
I hope he tells the manager it's a big scam. Well, this is going to suck if all the Walmart calls, like, just don't remember me, because this happened the other day, too, when I called one of the Walmarts. They didn't have any records of me. And maybe some of the photos were under the name Roy Gerbel.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Do you know what the number was that called you?
It was this number, the number I just called back. Wait, are you a part of the scam?
Am I a part of the scam?
Well, this sounds like some sort of a scam. Like trying to get me to pick up photos that don't even exist.
I work at Walmart. I'm here at Walmart right now.
Well, that's something a scammer would say. And I didn't. I don't know what Walmart's number is. I just called back the number on my caller ID.
This is Walmart number 716-96.
Oh, yeah, right, scammer. I'm hanging up.
Dude, this.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Sir, this
damn
is
Nigerian. Bye.
Sir, this is.
I should have known none of this was real. Okay, so I found the emails, and it says I have about 70 of them, but half of them are order received, and half of them are, you know, your order is ready to be picked up. And yep, Roy Gerbel on one of these. Ah, and here's one for Roy Carter. How am I going to keep all of this straight? There's Brad Carter, there's Roy Carter, and there's Roy Gerbel. So I'm going to call that guy back. I'm going to tell him to try Roy Gerbel. I'm going to try an elaborate ruse. Now he's not picking up. I've been letting this ring forever. I wouldn't pick up either if I was a scammer. So that's good. We know now to ask them to search for Roy Gerbel also.
Hey, Bradrick. I just want to thank you for bringing back the Sensei Doug calls. It means a lot to me, man.
You're welcome.
Keep up the good work.
It's weird.
I love the show.
It means a lot to you.
I touch my nipples to it every day. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sure everyone does.
Hey, this is Nate from Walmart Photo Center. I'm calling for a Brad Carter. I'm calling to let you know that your 11x14 photo canvas cannot be made. We're actually out of the supplies to make the canvas. If you want to, I guess, just wait for our supplies to come in, we can just call you and let you know when.
Thank you for calling the Walmart One Hour Photo.
I'm going to have some words with this guy.
Photo Lab, how can I help you?
Hi, I need to check on my photo that I had sent in through online.
What is the name that is on?
It's Brad Carter.
Brad Carter?
Yep.
Do you know the size of the photos?
The what?
The size.
No, I'm not too sure.
Okay, let me just check.
How come we're on speaker?
And that's Carter with a C, correct?
Yeah, with a C.
No, I don't see any Brad Carter.
C is in Q. Well, are you checking the computer? Would I still be in the computer if you decided you couldn't make it? Because usually when I send in photos, they end up, like, telling me they can't do it.
No, I was physically checking to see if they were here. Let me check the computer.
Because they're not artists. Didn't even check the computer. Oh, and he just hung up. I think his speakerphone malfunctioned. Wow, this show's sucking so far, you guys. Probably best to just turn it off right now.
Thank you for calling the Walmart 1 Hour Photo.
Photo Lab, how can I help you?
Did you find my photo?
Oh, you're saying that? Yeah, I see that it was in the, it's in the system, but no, I don't see it anywhere.
Oh, okay. Which photo is it? Like, what's it a photo of?
It's a flag, the Confederate flag.
A Confederate flag?
Yes.
How big was it going to be? Like, flag size?
I do not know.
Because I was probably going to, like, you know, will it work as a flag? Is it, like, flexible like a flag?
I'm not usually back here.
Oh.
I can see if I can find the size that it was going
to
be.
Was it canvas? Because I was going to take it over to the flagpole at the grade school and raise it up on their flagpole so they'd have a Confederate flag.
Uh-huh.
I was going to keep the, you know, the American flag.
Let me find out the size. It was gonna be.
Okay, ask him if it'd work well on a flagpole at a grade school.
Well, nobody else is here. I'm just filling in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Stress test it. You know, like jump on it or something. Hello? Anyway, I'm just going to hang up on that one. So it's a Confederate flag. It was printed on 11 by 14 canvas. Is that what they said before? I think they said it was going to be on canvas. And I think that'd be good flag material, but it might be a little small.
Hi, Brad. Wanda Baker here, and I'm just calling to first let you know that I love your show.
Greg T.
has got me to listen to it, and I have to say I'm really, really enjoying it.
That Greg T.
And then the second reason I'm calling is to ask you to please change your mind on hosting Dean Timber this year. Thanks. And, oh, please tell Sunshine I said hello as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Sounded like you just read all that from a piece of paper while there was a gun to your head. But thanks for the voicemail. I will do my best to submit to all of your demands. Man, I'm scrolling through the voicemails. I can't seem to find any of these Walmart ones. It's all people.
Hi, Gregor. From New Mexico, right? My name is Kathy White. There's no way you can stop Dean Timber. You must host the show Dean Timber or...
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't know. Just don't let anyone host Dean Timber. Only you should host Dean Timber, okay?
Okay. You guys, I'm not being lazy. It just seems like a bad idea with my current legal situation. Maybe I should just dial it back a little bit, just for now. Let someone else handle things. I'm not being lazy. I'll still do a few calls.
Hi, this is Walmart Photo Lab. Your large picture is ready for pickup.
Large. All right, so this one made it through. This one's a large picture, and it's ready for pickup. Let's see what it is.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart.
Just calling Walmart Diversity. How can I help you?
Hi, do you have a 1 hour photo lab there?
Yes, we do.
Yay! Could I be transferred, please?
Yes, you can.
Yay! Woohoo! That girl's all business.
I'm sorry, who are you on hold for?
The photo lab.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. 1 second.
Yay!
Walmart Photo Lab, this is Jim. Can I help you?
Hello, I wanted to find out if my photo is ready.
What's the last name?
It's Carter.
Carter?
Yep.
Okay. What size was it?
I don't know. It was probably one of those big ones, though.
8x10?
I don't know. Really big.
Or was it like a poster size?
Maybe.
Okay.
It wouldn't tell you in the computer?
No, I'm right next to the photo so I can look.
Oh.
Hold on. What would be the first name on it?
Brad.
Okay, hold on. Whoa. Yeah, we have him.
Oh, okay. Which photo is it? I'm not sure which ones I picked up yet.
Hold on. I'll have to get them out of the paper.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Okay, one looks like a giant Elmo, and the other one's a cactus.
Oh, a cactus? Are there any words on it?
Let me see. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Nope.
Really? Just Elmo?
There's Elmo and a cactus.
Like on the same photo? It's like Elmo with a cactus?
They're two separate photos.
Is Elmo red?
Yes.
But there's no words? I mean, there should be like a hilarious meme about rape.
Nope, nothing on there.
Are there any words on the cactus one?
Nope.
Is it on canvas?
No, the posters.
Ah, cool.
We're going to have you look at them, though, because they came out kind of pixelated.
Oh, it's okay. It's cool. I'm practically blind anyway.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll be in any second to get to pick those up.
Okay. See you in a little bit.
Okay, bye, honey. Bye, sweetie baby. Shit, I just realized, like, after he tells me what it is, I don't know what to do. Like, I need to get a hold of the ones that are refusing to do my photos. You know, the ones that are shredding it and stuff.
Hello, Snowplow Show. Time Ricky here.
Hey, Time
Brad,
Ricky.
I love the phonetic alphabet. I think it's one of the funniest things. I don't think it's being used to its full potential.
I know.
I suggest...
But, you know, just recently, someone in the Discord was complaining about it. I forget who. They said I wasn't using it enough, so I printed it out. It's up here on my bulletin board. I can use it at any time now. I don't have to pull it up on my computer screen. So I promise it's going to get used more often.
You just start spelling everything. When people ask your name, don't even give them a chance. people ask, are you sure you're calling the right complex? Start spelling out the complex.
Okay.
Okay.
Also,
any word on maybe if Redbox and the Chili Peppers are going
to
get back together?
Probably not.
New music. Okay. See you later.
They had a falling out.
Yo, Roy Gerbil. I'm James.
Hey, James.
You got to do the yearly Ding Timber show, or else I'll drop my Patreon donation.
Oh, go ahead. Well, I dare you.
Not me, but I know who will.
I don't care.
And I won't tell you either.
Good.
Just host a show.
Whatever.
Okay. Later.
You guys will see. It's going to be the best Ding Timber ever.
Yo.
The only thing holding it back was me.
Hey, Brad. How's it going? Long time caller, first time listener here. Anyways, I ran across a show you absolutely, a prank on your show that you need to fucking listen to. You need to play this on the show.
Alright.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna do it.
The best. It's the June 12th show on 2016 called...
Alright, June 12th, 2016. I'm looking it up right now. Here it is. It's called Sensei Doug Gets Dishonored. It's episode 275. Hopefully there's a time stamp in here.
Sensei Doug Gets Dishonored. You know, you need to do more of these pranks too, but, anyway, so it's on the YouTube machine, and you need to go to the call that happens. Right now it's at 1 hour, 16 minutes, and 43 seconds. Somewhere around there it begins.
You're not going to tell me exactly?
Yep.
All right, 1 hour, 16 minutes, 43 seconds.
Go to that. It's absolutely the best prank. You pulled the greatest social engineering.
We're going to see.
It's just great. Anyway, you should play that on the show.
I don't know if I'm convinced.
I demand you to do it, but I'm not an asshole, so... Anyways, so long, fuck...
Whoa. The hell is... Alright, thanks for that. So, let's see if this guy's full of shit. Let's see if this is the worst prank call ever made. So the next one's a paint store. I think paint people would be more ready to fight with me. You know, they're huffing paint all day.
Thanks for calling, Darren, how can I help you?
Hey, Darren, this is Sensei Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy.
Hey, how are you?
You know, here in the same building?
Yes.
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Good.
That's good. Hey, I was just wondering, can you stop stealing my parking space?
Okay.
I keep putting a note up there that says reserved for Sensei Doug, and I think you just keep ripping it down and stealing my space.
Okay. Do you know who's parking there?
Probably you.
Okay. What kind of car? In the back or the front?
Yeah, what kind of car do you have?
I have a maroon Grand Prix.
That's it. That's it. I knew it. You need to stop stealing my space and quit taking my sign down, because that costs money. You know, I keep having to write a new sign.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Yeah, okay.
I'm going through a lot of paper.
Okay. Yep. I can do that.
Okay. And also, like, every time I walk by, you're just over there looking at me. Can you just stop looking at me like that? Like, I don't know what you're...
I'm sorry. I guess I didn't know that I was.
Oh, yeah. Every time I walk by, I look over and you're just looking at me. It's giving me snake eyes and disrespecting my family.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know what your problem is.
I apologize.
Okay. Wow. Do you think you can leave extra sheets of paper in that parking spot that you when you rip down my sign?
Yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you better do that, because I'm a sensei.
Okay.
Yep, I have discipline and stuff.
Okay, all right, well, sorry about that, I have to go.
Oh, what are you doing? Why do you have to go?
I have to get back to work.
What kind of work are you doing? Are you just stocking, or are you helping customers?
I'm helping customers.
I see. Do you think any of the customers, like, could you put one on the phone? Because I actually need someone over here to be kind of a stand-in, because one of our employees called in sick. I need someone to give boots to the head to.
Okay.
Some guy accused me of parking his parking spot.
God.
I'm sorry. I do have some customers in the store, so I do have to go.
Oh, yeah. Just put one of the customers on the phone. I'm gonna make them an offer they can't refuse.
All right, hold on one second here.
Oh, okay.
This is Tyler. How can I help you?
Hey, Tyler. Is this the manager or something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I was just talking to, who was that, Darren or something?
Yep.
Yeah, he keeps stealing my parking space and stuff. But I was wanting to know if you could put just a customer on the phone, because I'm trying to just find someone that can be a replacement for one of my employees.
Okay.
Yeah, just put a random customer on the phone, and I'll ask them if they're interested.
Okay, 1 second here.
Okay. I don't think they're really getting a customer. I don't know what they're doing.
Thank you for holding this, Darren. How can I help you?
Hey, Darren, it's Sensei Doug.
Yes, we don't have assigned parking spots here, so I guess I'm not for sure what you're referring to. You can call Kathy with... She's the one... They own the property.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. You already promised to stop, so you have to stop now.
Okay, you
gave me your word, and your word is your honor. Don't be disrespecting me.
My word is my honor, and don't disrespect you?
Yeah, that's what I said. What are you repeating me for? Are you trying to be intimidating, like when you stare at me every time I walk by?
Yeah, I know. I'm not staring at you. I have no clue who you are.
Okay. Well, who was that other guy on the phone for a bit? He said he was going to get a customer for me.
That's my store manager. We're back there making paint.
Oh, making paint. I see. If you know what I mean. Wink, wink. Is that what you mean?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but...
Okay, well, is there a customer in there I could speak with real quick?
Yep, hold on. I have a customer right here you can speak with.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey there. This is Dave from the paint store corporate office.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know, we've been watching you on the security store cameras, and we know about that stuff you put in your pocket, and you need to give that back. Give that back to the cashier.
We didn't put anything in our pocket. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you did. We saw it's on camera. The camera does not lie. We have a store security system here.
I just walked into the store with my daughter.
Yeah, and as you walked in, you grabbed something and stuck it in your purse. What was it?
I don't even have my purse on me, so pretty sure you're a fraud. Goodbye.
Hey, you're a fraud. Okay, there it was. That was the call he was talking about. I don't know about that one. I thought it was pretty fucking boring myself.
Yo, Roy, what's up, man? Bill Cunningham here again. Here to wish you luck on our Dean Timber
event. Can't really understand.
So, you know, we'll always remember the...
Turn the volume, like, way up. Sorry, you're going to have to try and leave one again, I guess.
I'm a creep. I'm a hobo. I drank Four Loko. And I listened to the Snowplow Show. Ooh, ooh. Drink a Four Loko. Bright drinks for Loko with this chance.
Homestead Walmart, how may I direct your call?
To the 1 hour photo.
Oh, I can help you with that.
Okay.
So what's up? What do you need to know, sir?
Just if my photo was ready, if it was in there, ready to be picked up.
All right, what's the last name on the order? I'll go take a look for you.
It's Gerbel.
All right. How would you spell that? At least the first four letters.
It's G.
I can look it up in our system.
G as in Nat.
Okay.
And then E as in I. And then R.
All
right. R as in, I don't know, rim job.
All right. What's the first name?
Roy. R-O-Y.
Gotcha. Give me 1 second, I'll go check for you.
Thank you. That was nice of him not to hang up on me. Other caller, though, said I had to start using the phonetic alphabet.
I did not see them in the system, nor did I see them over there. Did you do them through the online, or did you do them through our kiosk?
Yeah, through online.
Through online? Okay.
Yep.
How long ago, roughly, did you put the order through?
It was 9 days ago.
9 days ago? All right, so that might be why. I'm going to grab my associate. We're just going to take another look for you just to see if we can find them. If not, I would recommend calling back sometime tomorrow, earlier afternoon. Our photo associate will be there.
Okay.
You would have a much better idea of where it would be.
Okay.
But give me one moment, and I'll go take another look for you.
All right, thank you.
Not a problem, sir.
Well, shit, you guys. This is becoming a problem. It seems like most of them are not finding my photos. It's almost as if they get pissed off and delete me from the system for some reason.
Hey, Brad, it's Matt, the manager.
Hello.
And you look at me. Look at me. I am the host of the show now. Now,
okay.
I want you to get on MixLR. What happened to that?
I
get advised to get on MixLR, and you're never on there.
I let my subscription expire.
Just disappointed
Oops.
In you. Anyway, I wanted to make a show idea because I know there's no point in mailing it to you in email because you'll never get to it.
Yep.
I live in a small town right where the eclipse is coming, right overhead.
We
are in a state of emergency and expecting more people to show up in this little tiny place than it can possibly ever handle.
Yep.
But this is a great opportunity for you because there
are
tons of hotels in these towns and cities that are just completely canceling other people's reservations that they made a year ago because they didn't realize how much money they can make now. So you can start calling apartment complexes. You can start calling hotels and motels and inns and whatever and start yelling at them and be like, why'd you cancel my reservation? Or, you know, whatever creative idea you come up with.
Yeah.
All right, Brad. Now get on MixLR.
I'm going to get right on that. Both of those things. And shit, you guys, I think, like, the Walmart calls, there's, like, not a lot of them left in here. I thought there was more than this. Maybe they're just buried under all these regular calls. But it's okay. I've got these emails here that say my orders are ready for pickup. Maybe I'll have better luck with them, because a lot of the ones I've been calling, they're just like, oh, we can't find you in the computer.
Walmart, 1 hour photo. John speaking. Can I help you?
Hey, John. I wanted to see if my photo was ready to be picked up.
Sure. What's the last name?
Carter.
And what was it?
It's a wrapped canvas, a 16 by 20.
Oh, okay, so let me go look. Let's see here. Yep, it's here and ready to go.
Okay, which one is that? Is there which picture is in this one?
It's like a cat or something.
A cat?
Yeah.
Is there any text on it?
I can't see it. It's wrapped up in a bag.
Oh, it's okay to take it out.
Okay, hold on 1 sec.
All right.
Looks like Garfield, but I don't see any text.
Oh, there's no text on it?
Is there supposed to be?
I don't know. Does it say anything about lasagna?
Hold on.
Or President Garfield or corn?
No, no text. It's not Garfield, but it sort of looks like him, I guess.
Oh, it's like a fake Garfield?
Yeah.
Are there any hidden messages in the vertical rows of canvas? Like if you step not back and look at it like you're looking for a sailboat? Maybe something hidden in the
shadow. I have no idea.
Okay. I decided I don't want it. Can you destroy it with me on the phone? I want to hear you rip it into shreds.
No, we just throw it away.
Well, can't you rip it into shreds?
No, I'm not going to sit here with the phone next to it as I'm ripping it and breaking it up, putting it in the garbage can.
Why not? I'm into that ASMR stuff, and this is, you know, it's
the
just...
what?
The AMSR, whatever it's called. I want to hear you just rip it to shreds. What, are you not strong enough? You're not manly enough?
No, I just don't do that.
No, you're not manly enough?
You want to come here and rip it up yourself, you're welcome to.
Oh, do I still have to pay for it if I do that?
No, I'm just going to throw it in the garbage if you don't want it.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, like, do you have any blank canvases I could come over there and just kind of rip up?
No.
So I have to place a fake order and put something weird like
and
Garfield?
Pay for it. If you're going to do a fake order when I see the name again, then I'll say you have to pay for it.
Well, no, I could just do a fake name, a different name on the next one.
But I'll recognize your voice when you come in.
Yeah, probably my face.
Okay, guess we're done.
Well, but I can come in and rip this one up, though?
No, I was only kidding.
No, you said I could, and you were completely serious about it, and now you're saying I can't?
That's right.
Wow. You're a dick.
Okay.
Just do it yourself. Just rip it up. Come on, don't you want to rip it up? Let out some aggression.
Doesn't matter to me.
Just let out some aggression.
Are we done? Are we done?
No, do it while we're on the phone. Damn it. I bet you he's going to rip it up like while I'm off the phone. Just for spite. He's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to rip this thing to shreds and he can't even hear it. And what the hell, Garfield? Like, come on, person that sent these in. You're supposed to put really hilarious and offensive things on these photos. Or canvas, apparently. That they don't mind ripping to shreds. Here's one that has two canvas prints. One's 11 by 14 and the other is 16 by 20.
Walmart Photo Lab, how may I help you?
Hey, I need to see if my my canvases are ready to be picked up.
What? The last name?
Carter.
I have one. You're 16 by 20. They said came out blurry, so they wanted to have you look at it before they put it together.
Oh, what's it a picture of?
Elmo.
Elmo? Is there any text around Elmo?
No text, no.
Oh, darn it. Do you have any markers that'll, like, mark on that picture of Elmo? Like, or maybe, like, white paint or whiteout? So we can write text on it?
There's probably something over in the craft section, yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I thought it'd be funny to, like, put some sort of a rape joke on there. Or, I don't know, something funny.
Yeah.
So there wasn't another one, though? Like.
Yeah, the smaller one is done and ready for you.
Oh, what's on that one? Just rip it up.
Rip it up?
Rip it open.
Oh, it's a old man.
What kind of an old man?
I would say a funny old man.
A funny old man?
Yeah, it's
like a clown. What's funny about him?
I don't know. I mean, it looks distorted.
Oh, he's distorted. Is there any text around him? Like any hilarious meme type stuff?
No.
Ah, okay. I'm going to have to mark on his photo too. On the canvas.
Right.
Yep. Was the order placed online?
Yes, it was.
Okay, just making sure. I was probably drunk when I placed it. Judging by what's on the photos. Incidentally, I also work in the corporate office with Walmart, and we're doing the customer survey today. Do you have any customers in there I could speak with real quick? We'll just do a quick survey with them.
I don't have any right here right now. No.
Oh, darn. Can you, like, jump up on the counter and yell for, you know, just like...
No, I'm not going to do that.
Like, come on, come all, everyone. Do, like, you know, be, put on some showmanship and get some customers over there.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Fine. 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 Which one, which picture would you say is funnier, Elmo or the old man?
I would say the old man.
Oh, because he's distorted.
Yeah.
Maybe I should distort the Garfield one. That might be funny.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Is there a customer coming by yet?
No.
What about another employee? I could do an employee survey.
No, I don't have any employees right here either.
How far does your phone reach?
Not very far.
Ah.
It reaches to my counter and that's it.
Darn it. Darn, darn, darn. Are you busy back there today?
You know, it's pretty slow today.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear it. Hey, could you get on the overhead paging system and say something, but like where I could still hear it?
No, I can't. Not while I'm on the phone.
Ah, you don't have two phones?
No.
Okay, well, can you put me on hold? Wait, can you put me on three-way and have me on the overhead with you? And maybe
yeah, we don't have that option.
Ah, darn it. Okay, well, I'm going to need you to get on the overhead paging system and just, I don't know, say something wacky about old men.
I'm not going to do that.
And Elmo, and it's okay. I'm from
the corporate office. No.
No, really, I'm ordering you to.
No.
Because I'm your boss.
No, you're
Gosh,
not.
Gosh darn it, all the heck. Okay, fine. Just do what you want. Just sit around and do nothing, just like you've been doing all day.
Okay, I will.
Fine. Okay, well, I'll be in to pick up my canvas pretty soon.
Okay.
What's the total on it?
I'm not going through that again.
Oh, I didn't... Okay, fine. Fine. I didn't want the total anyway.
Oh... It's not going to give you the tax total. It's $29.96 for the one photo. They didn't do the other photo because they didn't put it together.
Oh, it's okay. Put it together.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. That was dumb.
I'm a hobo. It's my birthday week, and I like Four Loko.
Oh, that's nice.
You're listening to... The Snowplow Show. Grab a Four Loko and be a hobo. B-R-A-B for the win.
B-R-A-B? What? What?
Hey, Brad, this is your dirty old cousin here.
Howdy.
Two things, real quick. Your new name could be Beverly, and you will insist that Beverly is indeed a man's name when questioned.
Yep, look it up.
I think that's a good idea. It's based on... Bill Cosby movie, Ghost Dad, where they encounter a guy whose name is Edith, and he does insist that Edith is indeed a man's name.
Yep.
Anyway,
hilarious that you've seen that movie.
That you'd wondered when we'd be dropping things on people from space. And this is your fault if it happens.
Yep.
No.
I know.
No!
Ow, no. Stop.
Bye.
Yeah, that's less effective without the newspaper. But thanks for trying to keep me in line.
Hey, Roy, it's Lard Lord. With the eclipse coming up, out-of-town visitors are going to need a place to park for optimal viewing. Who knows better than the HOA or the comptroller's office?
Yeah.
Think about it.
You know what? I should call up people in an HOA in an eclipse area and tell them we're going to cut down all of the trees and all of the yards to make the eclipse more visible. They might believe that.
Of course, the homeowner shouldn't be able to profit from this. Also, you've really been nailing it lately.
Homeowners.
The only thing your show's been missing is more super cunt.
Yeah.
All right.
I miss that.
See you around, fuck boy. Boy.
Hey. Yeah, another one. I'm calling again. This is Greg T.
Hey, Greg T.
May not want to put this on. Probably don't want to put this on the show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But either way,
it's always good to call into the voicemail for stuff you don't want put on the show.
Stuff like this is because I'm trying.
Here, I'll just delete the voicemail.
Hey, Brad, it is Crimson. I just had to add. So someone was talking about a story where there are these Canadian geese. They're getting killed by like Canadian troopers or something for some environmental reason. And they were being fed to the homeless. Well, my dad used to live in Alaska.
So
and in Alaska, if you hit a noose with your car, whether or not you hit somebody else,
doing
your car
drugs.
Has to be damaged, which I would imagine would happen every time you hit a noose. But nevertheless, you have to call the police. It's like in the law that you have to call the police every time you hit a noose, no matter what. And
I wouldn't do it.
I'm not sure if this is part of the reason, but every time that a noose is hit, the police will actually call some place, and as an act of charity, someone, maybe a taxidermist or something, will actually process the moose and, yes, feed the moose to the homeless. It's actually a thing that really does happen Alaska, is before the moose meat goes bad. I guess it's Alaska, so it's kept cold anyway. It's fed to the homeless. All right. Bye, Brad.
It's okay to eat moose, though, isn't it? Isn't that just like eating deer?
Hey, Brad. It's JD here.
Hey, JD.
Quick question. When you do the sound effects for the rim shot and stuff, does the person on the other end of the line hear that, or is it just for the podcast
show? No, they always hear it.
I mean, no.
That's not just for you guys. I wouldn't do stuff just for you guys. That's for them to hear, too, but sometimes they seem to ignore it. Like, you know they heard it, but they don't say a thing about it, probably because they think they're just hearing things or something.
Hey, Brad, this is Wolf from WolfWatch.com. Taking a break from covering the true crime of the wealthy and the powerful in the government and the criminal and justice system, which the rest of us face. So anyway, you're not on, Brad. Check yesterday, you weren't on. Today, you're not on. Did they take you away, Brad?
Nope.
Lock you up?
Not yet.
Did you follow the rules, Brad? Hey, you know, I was thinking, when you're calling homes, private homes, you're getting a hold of people, you can't really tell who you're calling ahead of time other than a name, so you don't know if they're elderly or disabled, and then you get them on the phone, you start harassing them.
It's a mystery.
A lot of people you're doing it to are mentally disabled, I can tell. Been around a lot of people like that, worked with them all my life. Yep. Anyway, I can't believe it's not a hate crime, so that's why I'm always wondering why you're not in there.
No, it'd be a hate crime not to call those people. I'd be discriminating if I only called healthy people.
I would think this is not legal what you're doing, but I like that you call businesses. I think that's pretty funny, but I wouldn't call private homes. I think you're making a big mistake, but anyway.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing I get arrested for, probably.
Back to work.
Bye. I'm always nice when it's a frail old lady.
Somebody brought up that you should
I abort calls all the time.
Sensei Pastor Doug, and that's amazing. There are these little Christian school academies in plazas, in big, places like that. So you could have, like, Sunshine call and say, hey, I'm just calling to see, like, why you guys had one of your employees walk by and give us the eye the other day, the stink eye.
Why she have to call?
And then after they deny it, you in the background can be like, what, they did it again today? And then you can get them all riled up or afraid, you know? I don't know. I think that's a fantastic idea that the woman came up with. And it's really shitty that, neither one of us at this point are going to remember his name. Oh, well, do it.
Okay.
Make the Snowplow Show great again.
Yeah.
And
it sucks now.
You should
I'm
do
sorry.
It. That way people can say, hey, do you remember back in 2017 when the show was really good instead of back in 2014, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder if that'll happen in 2021. People are going to be like, I miss 2017. That's when the show was in its prime. Back in 2014, it just hadn't caught on yet. Hadn't found its groove.
Hey, Brad. It's Molecular Heckler.
Hey. Anyway.
I just wanted to say hi and let you know that I am the original creator of Hey, Brad, I'm Pregnant. It's a Roy. So if you ever say that or anybody else says that, make sure they give me credit.
Okay.
Thanks, lover.
Remember
Cactus
that.
Cactus.
Remember that, everyone. It's all his. You can't have it as much as you want it, probably. Why wouldn't you?
Hey, Brad. This is Igor. Just got finished reading the PLA book. Nice. I liked it. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
And a shout out to Adam. Just started listening to the show. I know you're listening to a podcast right now and not doing work, you lazy hobo.
Yeah. Fucking Adam. What's your problem? You know, if I had a friend that called me out on the show like that, the next time I saw him, I'd punch him right in the nose. That's what I'd do, Adam. Wouldn't take that shit from him.
Fuck the cheating lawn calls, man. It's always the leasing office calls that win. Oh, my God. God damn it.
Hey, Brad. So, left an email with you, like, 6 fucking months ago, and I gave you these prank calls I did when I was like 15, and you should really play them. And I have a suggestion, because people are complaining you don't put out enough shows. Why don't you just every 2 weeks do a voicemail / user submitted, prank call?
Okay,
show.
I'm gonna do it.
Like 30 minutes long.
Starting now.
Minutes, however it is, it'd probably take you 30 minutes to piece that all together and release it.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So long, fuckboy. Also, realized, didn't tell you who they're from. I signed the email.
Yeah, you idiot.
XPRM. Okay. You should play them.
All right, I'm going to go find them right now.
So long, fuckboy.
Looking for the email. Wow, this guy yells at me. And I just searched my email. I can't find anyone under that name. And I just scrolled through all of the prank calls that have been submitted. And nothing in here looks like XPRM or whatever he said. So, you big dummy. You didn't even send it to the right address or something. Or maybe I just deleted them because I hated them. But I did find two calls here from someone named Little Meat. And he says, "Hey Brad, I found these prank calls I did way back in 2013 or 2014, back when you were doing convenience store calls. You should do more of those. They were hilarious. Anyway, I won't spoil the ending, but they were really, really funny. You should play them on the show if you think they're worthy." I'm going to play them on the show even if they suck, because I haven't listened to these yet. Or wait, no, I'm going to play the first one, and if it doesn't suck, then I'm going to play the second one. First one is labeled Slurpee. First one is labeled Slurpee.
Hi, this is Randy with the 7-Eleven corporate office. How would you be interested in performing a quick survey, and then you can get an item for free from our store?
Sure.
All right.
So he is apparently talking to a customer right now. He did some fancy editing and made me not have to listen to all the beginning where he gets a customer on the phone.
So could you look around the store and rate its cleanliness for us? On a scale of 1 to 5.
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 5?
Yes.
I'd say about 4.
4? Great. Could you tell me your experience with our employee, 1 to 5?
With our employee, with your employees, is that what you said?
The cashier, yeah, the cashier.
I would say a 5, very friendly.
Very friendly?
Thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah. In fact, I just spilled my Slurpee and they're cleaning it up for me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bitch.
So here's the thing. That's it for the survey questions. But what I need to do is test our employees' ability to handle an angry customer.
Oh,
so
shit.
What I need you to do, you'll get a free Slurpee out of this. But you have to go over there to the Slurpee machine. I need you to fill up a Slurpee and then drop it on accident.
Now I have one filled up.
If you have one filled up now, what you can do is drop it, and then you'll fill up another one, you get it for free.
Throw it at the employee.
Will you tell them that
Well, here's the thing. If I tell them beforehand, then it's not testing how they
react. But will you tell them after?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely tell them afterwards.
This is awful.
You promise?
This is like a Gloria-level prank.
Do you actually work for 7-Eleven?
I actually work for 7-Eleven, yes.
I'm going out on a limb here. Okay. I'm trusting you.
So just drop it on the floor. And say, oops. Like, just, say something like, I dropped it.
Oh, my God! I am so, so sorry! Oh, my Lord! I'm so sorry! Okay, they're smiling. They're being very nice.
They're being very nice?
They're being very nice, and they're starting to clean it up. Can I tell them that they...
I need them to get really mad. So what I need you to do is go fill up another Slurpee and drop it for me.
No, this is not. This is a lie.
Look, I'm sorry. This is my job. I have to do this. I need you to do this for me.
Wow,
Little
you.
Meat. This is awful.
I need you to do this for me. This is my job. Okay, look. I gotta get these in. I gotta fill a quota. Okay.
I don't believe you. You are not actually 7-Eleven corporate office. Oh my God, you're such a dick! Oh my God! I'm helping them clean it out.
I can't believe you dropped another one!
Okay, bye, sir. I'm sorry.
She dropped another one!
That's great.
She did it twice! Oh my God! That was amazing!
That was kind of amazing. Oh wow, he's even got fade-out music here.
That was amazing. Ugh. Let's do that again.
What the
I've
hell?
I've got 6 minutes left? Hell yeah. Let's do one more.
What the hell? I'm listening to someone's show. So I was pretty amused by that one. So I'm going to play the second call also, and it's called smelly.mp3.
Good afternoon, Quick Trip Kirk. See if I can help you.
Hi, this is Randy with the Quick Trip corporate office. Do you have a customer I could speak to do a weekly survey?
I do not.
You have no customers available?
It looks like I got one.
Oh, could you ask them if they would be interested in doing a survey in order to earn a free item?
Never had this happen before.
Yeah, it's a new thing we're trying out.
Years.
Sorry?
What kind of survey is this? I need more information before.
It's just a couple questions about cleanliness of the store, experience with the cashiers, that kind of thing.
Okay. One of you guys want to take a survey?
Nope.
He's convinced.
Take a survey? Yeah, they said they'll send you something free. Yep.
Hello?
Hi, this is Randy with the Quick Trip corporate office. Would you be interested in answering a couple questions in order to earn a free item?
Come on.
All right, so how clean do you think the store is, rated 1 to 5?
5.
5. Have you interacted with our cashier at all today? And if you have, could you rate your experience?
Hand her the phone.
Could you rate your experience 1 to 5 for me?
5.
5.
Very clean.
Excellent. Do you come to this location often?
591.
Very, very often.
How many times a day do you think?
Probably 2 times a day, probably 2, 4, 6, 8. Listen, we're here about 8 times a week.
Jeez.
8 times a week?
Get a life, lady.
Yeah, right. It's right up the street.
Awesome.
God.
Would you choose this location over 7-Eleven if they were right next to each other?
Yes.
Yes?
Okay. Yes.
That's it for the questions. Now, in order to earn your free item, we need to test our employees' abilities to deal with angry customers.
Not this again.
So I need you to look at our cashier. I need you to tell him that his store smells, and then you say a little bit louder, "It smells," and you'll get your free item.
Your store smells.
Your store smells.
Okay, I didn't. Wow. You gotta yell it again. One more time. Yell him.
Your store smells.
Stamp your foot.
Just keep saying it. Just keep saying it.
Your store smells.
I understand what you're telling me, man.
I want you to say it 5 times really fast. Your store smells, like that.
Your store smells.
One more time.
Why are you giving it to me?
Because I didn't know it was a prank at the time. Sir, have a good night.
You too.
That was pretty great.
I didn't get the lady to get a free item. Oh.
I'm sure she feels so ripped off now. Those were pretty good. What's your show, Mr. Little Meat? Those were sent to me back in March of this year. So thank you for sending those in.
Hey, Brad. I was watching some shows from 2012, and Carlito was there, and it was, like, so much better. You should do it again with Carlito, because, like, it's really funny, and it's better, and your show right now kind of sucks.
Yep,
and,
I
like,
know.
If you're with Carlito, it's better.
I need to get Carlito just to be my co-host on every show.
We'll do it more often because it'll be cool and funny. And do it.
Yep. Because it'd have Carlito, right? I need to do more shows with Carlito.
Hey, Brad. So, something's bothering me. There's this one call made some time ago where you called some guy and you told him you had a box of his and it was filled with.
I can't understand you.
And when you told him that, he was like horrified, and he was like, "You sound like just an asshole." And he was really horrified, and like, I've been wanting to find this call for the longest time, and this call that I clicked on this call has occurred in.
Oh, the Ghost Tower call. That's the one you're thinking of. Search on YouTube for the Ghost Tower prank call. That's got to be the one you're talking about. Here, I just found it for you, and I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. I would just play it right now, but it's like a 10-minute long call.
Intros recently, and I haven't been able to find this call, and I know the description is really bad.
Yeah, I'm going to stop playing your voicemail, because I can barely understand you. Fix your damn phone. But I think I know which call you're talking about, and I put a link to it in the show notes for you.
Hey, Brad, this is Joe Punk. I'm going to make this quick because I only have 30 seconds.
Yep, that's why this voicemail is a minute long, right?
It's not illegal.
A minute and 2 seconds.
All it is automating me, typing in a phone number, and if it happens to have a profile that pops up, it tells me, okay, this number has a profile, this is the person's name.
Okay.
That's all it is.
That makes
sense. So it's not illegal or anything. It's just simulating me doing it so I don't have to spend hours and hours and hours and hours.
I think I cut him off when he said it earlier, but he's talking about scraping And I've actually heard about this one other time since that last voicemail about other people scraping numbers from LinkedIn and stuff.
Typing in phone numbers to see which ones actually have public profiles. This isn't using any kind of hacked account, and scraping is just another word for a program that will look at
33 seconds
the screen and take the text that's on there, parse it, and do something with it. That's all a web scraper is, nothing illegal.
Sounds like a hacker tool to me.
To clarify that, and I sent you an email about it like a month or two ago and put screenshots on how I'm doing it and stuff like that. But again, sorry, didn't mean to make it sound illegal, but it's very illegal. And
you know me these days.
Me putting in phone.
A little paranoid for some reason.
I love your shows. Talk to you soon. Or won't talk to you soon, but I'll listen to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, Brad. Hey. Hey, I don't know if this is something for you or something for Carlito.
Here we go with Carlito again.
Too much fun with this. I call it, is your app turned on? APB, is your app turned on? And, you know, just call some local businesses. Well, not local to you.
Of course not.
And, you know, like, hey,
follow the rules.
I'm trying to buy this item, and I want this item right here. But don't you see it? Isn't your app turned on? I'm just having too much fun with that. Thought I would share it. Okay. Anyhow, have a good one. Hey, wow, Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, don't try to stand up yet. Okay.
Ears kicking in. Okay. Just talk to you later.
Wait till you hang up.
Oh, I cheek fucked this thing. How do I get back to the telephone?
Oh no, your app must not be running. But there we go.
Hey, Brad, it's Kuso.
Hey.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Watching the Spring After Lawn show. Really good. Keep it up. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Hey, Roy. You like that one? I combined Brad and Roy.
That's a good
one. Anyways, this is Mike.
I'm going to have to start using that.
Wondering, where can I get a PLA coin? I don't know if you still have them for sale, but I didn't see them on your site, and
they're
pretty
much gone.
I'd like to be a team PLA-er and support the cause. So, just let me know how much they are, and I'd like to grab a bunch of them and put them in payphones. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm pretty much out of them. I still have to send a few out to a couple people that have ordered them before they ran out. And I know at least one Patreon person has not gotten theirs yet. I need to send that out. Or two people, I think. But I want to make some more coins this year. I really do. Like, if I don't make more PLA coins, I'm going to at least make some Snowplow Show coins. I don't know if I'll get to that before the end of this year. But it would be nice to get some more of those made, because I don't think everybody got coins. People keep asking about those. All I know is next year, for 2018, I got to order a lot more coins this time.
Hey, Brad. It's Joe Bag. I sent you a PLA coin design in your email.
Holy shit.
Check it out. I think you'll like it.
Okay. I'll look for that. Now that I'm getting my voicemails caught up, maybe next I can start getting my emails caught up.
Hey, Brad, it's Infected. Just calling in to check up and just go ahead and say that I've got another idea, well, more of a request.
Great.
At the end of the show that you go ahead and play this voicemail on, can you do Charlie Loves You by Bonecage for me? That'd be awesome.
I'm never going to remember
and,
that.
Could you... I would really love if you would go ahead and call more people and say that you left something behind, because I was here in the episode where you went ahead and left your kid at some store, and I thought that was pretty great.
Yeah.
Hope you do more of those.
That always sucks.
Bye, Brad.
Bye. All right, I'm going to write it in the show notes. Charlie Loves You by Bone Cage, and hopefully I will remember to make that the actual closing song for today. I should probably just kind of wrap up these voicemails because I'm almost done with them. I don't know. There's not a whole lot left. I'm just going to get through these, okay? Well, let's get through these right now. Here's another voicemail from Crimson.
Hey, Sunshine. It's Crimson. So, I was just wondering, why doesn't Brad do pranks in real life? You know, why don't you,
too
why
lazy.
You be the real man that does real pranks?
Yeah, okay. Whatever, Crimson.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the fake pranks. We all know that fake pranks truth on YouTube.
All right, it's 1:09 of Crimson talking about me doing real-life pranks. I'll try to do more of those, Crimson.
Hey, Brad! You know who it is!
Nope.
I'm calling on September 17, 2016, And knowing you, you're probably gonna answer this sometime in like August.
Yep.
So, you know, that's 2017.
Alright, that was 30 seconds of that voicemail. It was a pretty good one. There was another 40 seconds left, but I think it was mostly just windshield wipers.
No, don't do that. Hey, my friend didn't like the idea that, lawn, you need to do lawn killer, not that other stuff. The lawn killer is a whole lot more funnier.
Okay, whatever you're talking about. Sorry, whatever I did.
He said that fault. Was kind of a loser deal that you did with half and half. I'm saying, like, bye, man. Bye, Brad.
All right,
you
bye.
Say bye, Brad, man.
See you, Brad.
All right, take it easy.
Hey, Roy, it's Mark from Chicago again, man. Sorry to call so much. I'm catching up. I'm listening to the Adopt the Road episode, and I think a good idea for that, to keep people on the line, would say there was like an accident by their sign and some oil and fuel or diesel or something spilled right there, and they have to pay for the EPA fines to clean it all up.
Yeah.
I think that'd piss some people off. Anyways, I'm getting back to it. Peace.
I could say that they just got a bunch of money. Did I ever do that where they struck oil on the sign? I think I did those. I think the chat room suggested that idea. Saying, you're rich. We discovered oil.
Hey, Roy, what's up? It's Mark from Chicago.
This is that same guy, by the way. Two of them.
I'm catching up, man. I'm catching up. Listening to the show.
Holy fucking shit.
Customer survey show, I think. You're talking about...
He left this voicemail back on July 19th, so he's probably, you know, listened to all the shows and doesn't listen anymore. He decided I'm lame.
Under an apartment building or something. An archaeological dig site.
Yup. That was
me. That kind of made me think. I think a good idea would be, like, call somewhere in the, like, Miami or... Yeah, like the Miami area... And tell people that Pablo Escobar buried money on their land somewhere and you're there to collect it or something like that. Because that actually happened, like, not too long ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if that breaks the rules, but I think that'd be funny.
I think it kind of would.
Cactus.
I mean, I think I'd feel pretty threatened if, you know, some old associate of a crazy drug dealer guy was coming to get the rest of his stuff on my property. That might make me call the cops.
You ran out of luck, you beady-eyed fuck. Put an egg in your shoe, fucking beat it. Snake eyes through my glass, better hurry your ass back to your store, or I will defeat it.
Whoa.
The name Sensei Doug, karate chop thug, and if I catch you looking my way, like a pretzel get twisted, my number's unlisted, I'm not in the mood for your snake eyes today.
Wow, that was deep. Thanks, anonymous person, for that one. That was sent almost a month ago. I'm into the really old voicemails now.
Hey, Brad, it's Brash, but who really gives a fuck about that?
Yeah, I sure don't.
Listen... I'm starting a stream of my own.
Okay.
So I,
that's
too,
nice.
Can join the ranks of internet radio stardom. And I was wondering if you charge a stupid bitch fee for syndication if you wanted to maybe meet some new listeners. Because I do my thing.
Yeah.
I'm not as famous as you. But maybe like 2 new fans out of the deal. Some money.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I don't know. Bye, Brad.
You know, I used to do stuff like that back in the Cacti Radio days. I was just like, if you want to do a prank show, you can do it on my network. I'll let anyone join. But in the end, I mean, I'm not saying that it would be you doing it, but if I did that, it would just be a bunch of drama again. It always turns into a bunch of drama. Every community I end up involved with, it disappears forever. People just freak out and turn on the community for no reason.
Hey, Arby, it's Teen Wolf Jesus. I just have 2 quick things. First of all, I got the packet that you sent me with the coin and all the other stuff in it.
Yep.
And it was sent to my work. The president of our company actually delivered it to me, and he looked very, very confused.
Sounds like a bitch of a president.
To my office, and he saw cactus and phone loser stickers all over my wall.
Yep.
That's part one.
I should start writing fuck the system on the back of the envelopes.
2 is I used to work for a bottled water company, and I live in Michigan. And I think it'd be pretty funny if we got some of those phone numbers and we called some customers and said that we painted our trucks and we're supposed to do the outside of the tankers, but we accidentally painted the inside of the tankers with blood paint. I would very much enjoy it if we could make some of those calls.
Do it then.
Talk to you soon.
Do it.
I love baby Jesus.
Who doesn't? Oh, and I just realized that guy before that was talking about, you know, joining my syndication network thing that doesn't exist. You didn't say what your Mixlr account is. Like, how do we listen to you? Just like that guy that sent me those funny convenience store prank calls. He didn't say what those were from. I'm sure people would listen. Just give out your URLs and stuff.
Roy, and just listen to Handy Talkies show.
Yep.
I think in your voicemail you mentioned that Dane Timber was going to be canceled this year.
Yep.
Say it ain't so,
see,
Roy.
See, this is a message from back in July of July 19th. See, I've been dropping hints for a while that I was probably going to cancel Dane Timber.
I was looking forward to putting some notes out this year. And
you guys are still going to get to put notes out. It's going to be awesome.
Shows, the 007 theme song is fucking awesome. I've been singing it in my head all year.
We're
so
still going to do the 007 theme song.
Please don't cancel Dane Timber. Thanks. Cactus.
Don't worry. There's still going to be a Dane Timber.
Hello, Brad. This is Josh.
Hey,
I'm
Josh.
Incredibly fucking awesome things to say.
All right.
I was listening to one of your YouTube recorded things, and you were doing the ones where you a sinkhole opens up. You're on the bottom floor, and you go down. It's an archaeological thing, and the whole apartment's going to be closed down because
yep.
The
those old calls.
Coming. I thought it'd be absolutely hilarious if you did one where you lived on the top story of the apartment building, a hole opened up in your floor, and how beautiful everything was down and below you, and it was so cool, and you're going to take it over, but turns out there's really a tenant living in there. It'd be really funny.
Okay.
That was my idea. I love you.
I'm going to do it.
Funny. Cactus, and talk to you later, fuckboy.
Probably the next show I do is going to be in an apartment show, since Apocalypse sent me a bunch of new apartment numbers. So I will try to remember to do
Brad,
that.
Hey, Brad, it's Cody down in Eugene.
Hey, Cody.
So I just got on the website, and I ordered a coin, like, literally 3 minutes ago. And I paid the money, and nothing happened. I'm wondering, where the fuck's my coin,
man? It's a scam.
I want my fucking coin. Nothing happened.
Yep. That's what happens to everyone.
Like 3 fucking minutes.
When they
where the fuck
order
is
a
my
coin.
All right, thanks, dude.
Sorry for scamming you.
Yo, Roy, I just found this article online talking about someone who had a brown lawn and they spray painted it green.
Whoa.
Like they were spray painting it. I'll send it
that's
to you.
That's crazy.
That sounded pretty interesting. Sounds like something you'd call someone about.
Yep.
I think that would be a pretty funny prank call, too.
Maybe I will.
All right, that's all I had to say, bro. I'm kind of eating these Reese's Puffs here, so I gotta go now.
Oh, I thought you were gonna eat some in the phone for me. How dare you tease me and all of
Hi,
the other
Roy,
listeners?
I was just calling to say, I mean, I really enjoy your show. I've been watching it for years,
but
it's helped me get through a lot.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I don't know. Just calling to say thanks. You take care, man.
Oh, okay. Peace. Thanks. I thought he was going to say something awful for some reason.
Hey, Brad, it's Corbin Guy, and you just had an incredibly awesome idea. Name tags for pets. PLA-themed name tags for pets. With little quotes on one side, you know? Like, I did not shit on the park slide or something like that. Whatever cutesy fucking thing that, you know.
That sounds so cute.
Everyone has. So, yeah, name tags, pet name tags, and it'll be cheaper than a second coin, and it will be more advertisement for us.
That's true.
Yeah, that's it. It's all about advertisement, making that dollar, dude.
Like, abduct pets and put them on their collars, and then set them free again.
Hey, and speaking of
freak
dollars,
out the neighbors.
Everyone listening to this voicemail must go and subscribe and donate some money each month. Okay,
oh,
bye.
Thanks, Corbin Guy. I totally agree with that. Patreon.com/phone losers.
Hey, Roy, it's T Falcon here.
Hey, T Falcon.
And I just made a Google Voice. I have a new phone number. It's a California number.
Whoa.
So
I'm going to give it to everyone. Yeah. It's area code 40.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Basically, I just had a couple questions
awesome.
About Google Voice. So, like, it's free, right? Like, this is weird because, like, I didn't think it was free, but
yeah, it's free.
It's working. It's
you can have a Google Voice number. Like, you just have to verify it with a real number. So as many regular real numbers as you have, like cell phone numbers or a Skype number, as long as you can verify it with Google Voice, you can have another Google Voice line.
It's just fine and for free. I don't know.
Yeah. They've been doing it for years.
The question is, like, obviously I'm not going to do anything illegal, but, like,
yeah, right.
Like, could just anybody, like, trace it back to, like, my actual phone number and, like, get my identity?
Nah.
Or,
It does ring to your other phone lines, your other phone numbers. So if you call your Google Voice number and it rings your regular phone number, and maybe they end up getting a hold of the voicemail from that other phone number, it might give away your real number. Or if they hit the pound key or something like that, it might give them the real phone number. So, sort of. But not by social engineering Google, probably.
Am I pretty safe here?
I think you're safe.
I'm just a little bit nervous. Like, I'm not going to do anything illegal.
It's fine.
Obviously, if an officer wanted to, they could. But, yeah. Those are just the questions.
If an officer wanted to do anything illegal, they could? That's not how it
anyway,
works.
So long, fuckboy!
Yeah, T-Falcon, I'd say you're pretty safe. It's okay. Don't worry about it. So that is the very last voicemail from the PLA voicemail box. If you want to leave a voicemail, the phone number is 814-422-5309. That's my Google Voice number that I've had for like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years now. And they haven't taken it away from me, and it's been free. I haven't had to pay anything extra for it. I promise it's a good deal, T-Falcon. It's very reliable, and their voicemail service is awesome because it prints everything out for you. You don't have to actually listen to anything. Not that that does me any good. Hey, let's call up one more of these photo things. I was hoping there'd be a lot more in today's show, but it just ended up being a bunch of voicemails, like always. So let's just call up one or two more of these and see what kind of pictures they got.
Walmart. We appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store.
Oh, shit. This one has 39 5x7s.
Thank you for calling Photo. How may I help you?
Hello. I needed to find out if my photos were ready to be picked up.
What's your name?
It's Roy Gerbel.
Give me the first three letters of your last name.
Oh, it's G-E-R.
Okay, hold on. Yes.
Okay. Are the how many did I have?
39.
Do you know what they are photos of?
$7.41.
Oh, $7. Okay. What are they photos of?
You want me to look?
Oh, if you don't mind. I can't remember what I ordered 39 of. I was probably drunk.
Hold on, Big Bird, it looks like.
Oh, Big Bird? Are they all Big Bird?
And Cookie Monster.
Oh, is there print? Like, is there words around them?
Yes.
What kind of words?
President Elmo explains to Pentagon that he doesn't care about the safety of Pakistani children.
Oh, that's offensive. What else? Like, what other...
I don't know.
Like, I mean, like, what...
There's a frog. There's... I don't know.
Is there text around the frog?
Weird stuff. No.
Oh, is there text around anything else? Like Big Bird, maybe?
It's cut off.
Ah, darn it. Like, what part of it can you make out?
You can't make it out.
Ah. What about other ones? Is there any print on the other ones? About Pakistani children or...
No.
Or anything else?
I don't know. I don't really want to go through all your pictures and read them to
you.
Oh,
no, it's cool.
You should know what you printed.
Well, yeah, I just can't remember because I think I was drunk that night. But, like, no... It's fine if you look through my photos. It's fine. I give you permission.
It's okay.
No,
it's okay. When you pick them up, you could see them.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to pick them up because they sound kind of lame. I mean, come on, Big Bird? Why would I order Big Bird?
I don't know.
That's pretty weird. I wish I knew what the other text said, though.
I have no clue.
Huh. What do you do if I don't pick them up? Do you just throw them out?
I destroy them.
Oh, how do you destroy them? With what?
A shredder.
Can you shred them on the phone with me?
Sure.
Okay.
Hold on.
Ready, set, go.
How do I know this is you? Well, you gave me the name. Okay.
Yeah, I have the order and number and everything.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. This is awesome. What a way to end the show. I wish it was a little bit louder, though. Ma'am, can you put the phone closer? So I guess we're going to end the show today with... what was that song? Let me look at the show notes. Charlie Loves You by...
Want all 39 shred, right?
Yes, all 39. Can you put the phone closer to the shredder, please?
This is how close it gets.
Well, put it closer, lady. Come on.
Chop. Yeah, Bone Cage, Charlie Loves You. That's what we're going to listen to for our outro song. I think she took it farther away, just to spite me. Wow, lady. I think she just said this is insane in the background.
Hello to all you Snowplow Show listeners. Mr. Pickles here from the Slug Plug Podcast. Reminding everyone to make a small monthly donation to the Snowplow Show's Patreon page.
Patreon page.
Patreon page.
Patreon page.
Thank you, Miguel F.
Okay, last one.
Hey, I was doing the thank you to Miguel F. for being the Patreon sponsor for today's show. Did you do all 39 of the photos, ma'am?
Yep, all 39.
Okay, I'm not actually Roy Gerbel. I'm his neighbor. I wanted to screw with his photos. Because he's always messing with me.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. He lets the leaves fall on my lawn from his tree.
Oh, does he?
Which is in his lawn. So I got him back. I destroyed his Big Bird photos.
Oh, okay. I can reprint them.
Take that, Roy Gerbel.
Yeah. I can reprint all these.
Oh, could you do that, please?
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Sue. I'm Charlie. I couldn't help but see you sitting here alone. Hey, Sue, can I call you? Maybe we could plan our lives together on the telephone. Hey, Sue, it's Charlie again. I guess you must have forgotten my number. You said you'd call, but you never did, and that was try. Hey, Sue, it's Charlie again. I guess you must not have gotten my message. I've been waiting by the telephone since 6 days ago. And I made you a brand new fancy necklace out of cat bones. You better come get it. Can't wait to see you again. Call me whenever you can.
I just wanted to call and say hi. I've been thinking a lot about you, and I really enjoyed meeting you. I hope you'll get back with me soon. Hey, Sue. I don't know how often you check your messages, but I called like 2 hours ago, and I just wanted to call back and make sure you're not possessed by the devil or anything like that, so give me a call back. Hey, Sue. I had to run to the store for a few minutes, and I can never get a signal in there. I got some mozzarella sticks because I know how much you like those. Hey, Sue, I'm really starting to think it's not working out between us. It seems like I give so much in this relationship, and I haven't heard back from you, so I think we're gonna need to have a serious talk, or maybe get couples counseling. Anyway, my mother's really happy for me, and she's looking forward to meeting you soon. Bye, Sue.
You've sold the blueprints of my house to the Chinese government?